bodybuilding world will never be the same. Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, to an episode of MD Radio number 165. I'm fresh back from a week in Las Vegas, where I got a chance to witness my daughter go up against some 8-year-olds, where she became the first runner-up in the national championships. A year ago, she won at the youngest at 5 years old in the history, came back this year and lost out to an 8-year-old classical ballet dancer, but she was right there giving them hell, and big congratulations to Asia. She was first place in 3 different solo events, came back with 7 different trophies, and a huge plaque for her effort. So I got to give mad props to her. Starting off, I want to recognize another icon in the sport of bodybuilding, and a big shout-out and a happy birthday to the Maryland Muscle Machine, Big Kevin Lavroni. Happy birthday from all of us here at Team MD. Make sure you check out his column in Muscular Development Magazine, as well as our preview coming up for the Olympia Championships. Look for that in the coming Mr. Olympia Magazine from Muscular Development. But we've got a lot of business and a lot of ground to cover. I'm going to switch gears, head over to Pittsburgh, PA, and bring on G-Unit, Gary Unit, coming in, and a judge and a contest promoter who, as soon as this contest is over, is going to be doing it all over again in September for the North Americas. Right now we're talking about the Teen Collegiate and Masters National Championships, where there's going to be some pro qualifier IFBB cards being handed out over the weekend. Huge weekend. Let's bring on G-Unit. Gary, welcome back to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean, thanks for the time. How are you?
Not bad, man. We got a lot of ground to cover. I got a big show. We got the big nasty Ronnie Coleman calling in, and a couple of guys getting ready for the USA Championships. But kicking things off this weekend out there in Pittsburgh is a big, big competition for a lot of guys, especially including the teen, masters, and collegiates. I figured I'd bring you on so you can give us a little bit of particulars taking place out there in Pittsburgh.
Sean, this thing's taken off. It's jumped kind of along the lines of all the other national events. I could see it coming, which was nice, so I could prepare for it. This thing went from 460 athletes last year to 660 this year. Monster event. Some great bodies. These guys, they continue to get better and better. And the ladies do the same. You know, they're in phenomenal shape. They're staying in shape longer, and it's just going to be a terrific event. We're ready.
Well, the good thing about especially the Masters component, which I didn't compete long enough to be a part of, but I can certainly appreciate, because I see guys my age up there doing the business incredibly well-developed and keeping in shape. A lot of those guys got a late start, can't kind of slow out the box, but they're competing later on in their age, and this is a great platform. You've got the division over 50, over 60, even over 70 for the men. And with the women, we've got the women bodybuilding over 35 and figure all the way up over 55 years old. You're giving a lot of people an opportunity to get on that stage, and the playing field is level because they're competing against guys in their own age bracket.
Yeah, it really is. And you get these guys who, like you said, have been at it forever, and the ones who have done it smart, you know, they're healthy, and they've done it well, and they don't have broken body parts, and it's gone. All they do is continue to get literally better every year. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, what I've been able to witness with some of these shows, as we see the evolution of the sport that's now inclusive of the men's physique and the women's physique, and also the bikini division, some of these older ladies are actually getting up there competing in the bikini. Some girls work out. They don't want to go to the extreme of, you know, being a figure competitor, which is a little bit harder look. And then you got the figure girls that are, you know, may want to jump into bodybuilding. I mean, it seems like there's something for everyone that's above the age of basically 35, because I believe that's where the Masters division starts. It's 35 and goes all the way up into the 70s.
You're right, and it's exactly what we've done. We've at this point, Jim has made the changes and the additions necessary that we literally cover a division for every single body type at this point. You get the physique guys, I mean, they got a great look, some muscle, but maybe they don't want to muscle up into bodybuilding. And then, of course, the women's physique addresses those bodies that, you know, how many times people came to us, and I'm sure they come to you, Sean, and say, hey, I want to be a figure competitor, and you go, nah, you're a bodybuilder.
Right.
And they don't want to muscle up into that, but it's difficult to lose the muscle, and now they have a place to compete and do well and maintain the look that they really like.
Well, based on the numbers, I can see how you kind of followed what they do at the Junior Nationals and separated. So Friday we have fantastic Female Friday. The prejudging, it looks like, starts at 11 o'clock with the women's bodybuilding, fitness figure, bikini, and physique. And then the finals are going to be at 6 o'clock for the women's bodybuilding, fitness figure, bikini, and physique as well. So the women's, they're going to be done on Friday night.
They're completely done. They have no obligations beyond that. You know, JM take and all the guys, all the photographers take all their photos Friday night. They're done. They can split. And then we clear it out for the guys on Saturday. And what it's allowed us to do is streamline the event. But it's also given me the opportunity, at least through this year, to let every single athlete do their routine, which is rare on the national level because you got normally it's top five. But
right.
You got 25 guys or 20 guys standing there, and only top five gets to do the routine. There's a whole ton of people who are really good who got to go home. Well, not at this event. They've all got the chance to do the routines, and I think that's what we all kind of live for.
Well, not to mention there's a lot of pro cards that are available in a lot of the different categories. So what's cool about this is when you add the word masters to an event like this, you really do make it a family affair because there's guys competing up there that have kids that may be competing in the same competition when you start talking about the 60s and 70-year-olds. But what's cool is they bring out their family so they can see grandma, grandpa, uncle, aunts. I mean, it's incredible the fan support that gets behind the masters as compared to an open competition.
Yeah, you're so right, Sean. Even the whole aura of the joint backstage is different than any national level event because so many of the athletes are seasoned competitors, and you do have that family atmosphere. We've got a whole family. The folks from down in Texas, Margaret Negrete and mm-hmm. Scott Stein, and their daughter Daryl. Daryl's in Team Figure. Margaret's in Masters Physique, and Scott's in the men's bodybuilding. So, you know, the whole family's getting at it. It's phenomenal. Forget about it. And now so many of the athletes have been at this, and they've been coming back year after year. They start to look for each other. They started to plan a little vacation around it. We got a lot of athletes actually coming in today for next weekend's event because there's a ton of stuff to do in the venue, so it's worked out really well.
Right on. Well, tell everybody where they can go to get a ticket to this contest and how the venue, the name of the place it's going to be at.
You know, it's now a place called the Sheraton Station Square. It's the same place that you guest posed a few years ago. It's a nice facility right there in Pittsburgh by the waterfront. And they can go to my website under my name, GaryUnit.com, and get the information. And at this late date, they can get the tickets right at the door. It won't be a problem because even with the numbers, with it split into 2 days, it won't be a problem getting a ticket at the door. So it works out.
Right on, man. And then you got to wind up the following week out there at the USA Championships as well?
I'll be out there, my man. I can't imagine what Lindsay's going to have out there.
Keeps getting bigger and bigger every year, man, but nobody does it like G-Unit. So we're going to follow the progress. We'll have Team MD in the house. I won't, unfortunately, make the trip, but I will be out here on the West Coast covering one of John Lindsay's competition, the L.A. Championships, taking place. I'll get to that right after commercial break. But, Gary, make sure you treat the guys at MD real good because they're going to be out there with their cameras and getting all the play-by-play action and sticking it up on the No Bull site here at MuscularDevelopment.com.
You know, I'll hook them guys up. I appreciate the time, Sean. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Gary. We'll see you out in Las Vegas a week from now. We'll follow up with some contest results of the Teen Masters and Collegiate Championships and the new professional bodybuilders and fitness and figure and women's physique competitors following the championship this weekend. So that's Gary Utick calling in from Pittsburgh. We are now on hold waiting for 8-time Mr. Olympia, Ronnie Coleman, to call into the show. You know, Ronnie walks and moves kind of to the beat of his own drum. There's been a few rumors out there about the things that Ronnie Coleman's involved in. Of course, we've got the Masters Olympia Championships coming up December 7th and 8th out there in South Florida, where rumor has it Ronnie may be getting back on the stage. There's rumors that Ronnie Coleman actually is on his deathbed as well. Ronnie launched his big Ronnie Coleman signature nutrition line not long ago and was seen out there in England promoting his products out there. So we're waiting for the Big Nasty by way of Arlington, Texas, to call in to give us an update on some of the things that he's been up to out there in Texas. But while we're on Texas, I want to be mindful that we have all the coverage from the Gasp Branch Warren Classic that took place over the weekend out there in Texas. And you had the men's open overall champion, Stephen Frazier. And I believe that's the same Stephen Frazier that's a local boy out there in Texas, big guy. Congratulations to him. And, of course, we do know that another championship will be headed out that way. Dorian Yates will come on the show at some point. He's going to be having a competition out there in Texas as well his first ever contest out there in, I believe he said, Austin, Texas. Of course, Adela Garcia, she had her championships not too long ago out there in Austin, Texas as well. So a lot of stuff going on out there. We also know Phil Heath is going to be having a show with Lee Thompson, the state district chairman out there in Texas. So Texas is doing it big. But let's just pay attention real quick to what Branch Warren did out there. We had the overall bikini winner, Tara Gillum, and we had the men's physique overall champion, Nick D'Alessandro, and the figure overall champion was Vanessa Cifontes. I know she might kill me for the pronunciation of that. The novice overall champion was Jorge Velazquez. So a lot of champions out there taking place. You can follow along and get your bikini champions, all the class winners out there. Fit Adina was doing it big out there at the Branch Warren Classic, bringing us all that information. www.musculardevelopment.com. Go to the No Bull section, and you'll see where it says the 2012 Gas Branch Warren Finals, and you get all the wrap-up stuff out there with Bob Chick and Branch Warren, and, of course, Brian Dobson, who works with Ronnie Coleman. And as I mentioned Ronnie's name, we're going to be heading into the 48th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia weekend, the last weekend of September. But before we get there, we're going to take a sneak preview of the upcoming NPC USA Championships. We've got a couple of guys calling in that are getting ready for it. Darren Glenn, who works with King Kong Don Long, he's trying to nail it. He was second place only a year ago. Got a sniff, but no cigar. He's coming back for redemption. And, of course, we have Rob Ewells calling in by way of New Jersey. He'll be competing as well. Another front runner for that USA Championship, where I believe there's going to be four pro cards handed out, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong, I'll get that corrected after the commercial break. And then we'll take a sneak preview at the upcoming LA Championship Grand Prix that's going to be right here in Los Angeles, California. I'll be out there at the pre-judging, and we're going to take a nice good look at some of the competitors competing in the pro bikini division. So we're going to take our first commercial break, and we'll do some contest previews. And again, we're going to try to track down Ronnie Coleman, and arguably the greatest bodybuilder of all time. I'm curious to see how that plays out. We're going to take a poll on that, find out whether or not you guys are going after Arnold as the greatest, Lee Haney, who's won 8 times, as the greatest, maybe Dorian Yates with 6, or maybe somebody else that only won once, like Samir Banu. We'll get to that, but we'll get back after this first commercial break. We're going to try to track down Ronnie Coleman, and if not, we're definitely going to have a USA contender on the phone, which will be Darren Glenn calling by way of the East Coast. After this commercial break here at MD Radio 165.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell-swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! Run! Hurry! I saw you! I saw you! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are on Ronnie Coleman alert. We're waiting for Ronnie Coleman to maybe leave the Black Eyed Peas or the car wash or wherever he is, whatever he's doing. He's got about a 40-minute window to try to get in here to MD Radio to show everyone that he is alive and well, and why we wait for the Olympia champion to find out what's been going on in his world. We did have a couple of competitions taking place over the weekend. Jeff Taylor, NPC State District Chairman, by way of Colorado, had his state championships up, and we've got the contest pictures on our site over here at Muscular Development. They are in the process of putting them up. We saw Kevin English was the guest poser at the Colorado State Championship. So if you want to check out his guest posing routine and see what Kevin English, your New York Pro Champion and also Olympia 202 winner, what he looks like right now, check it out. Go to the website, MuscularDevelopment.com. You'll see him doing his thing as well. We just mentioned we have the Teen Collegiate and Masters Championships coming up over the weekend where pro cards will be handed out aplenty. I found out and got word from Fitadina, my insider at MuscularDevelopment.com. She says that all the class winners at the USA this year will be handed out a pro card, kind of like what they do at the NPC National Championships. As well, they are expecting upwards of 1,000 competitors. A couple of changes are going to be taking place out there in the desert. The last Saturday of July at Artemis Hall, the prejudging will start promptly at 12 noon, uncharacteristically early, because typically the prejudging starts around 4 or 5 o'clock out there on the Friday. They're going to start at noon. Athletes check-in and weigh-ins and all that good stuff will take place on Thursday. as well as the men taking place. I believe they have the women's physique division taking place also. I'm not sure of the exact schedule. We'll have that next Monday here at MD Radio 166. But some changes. So all you athletes and fans planning on making the trip to Las Vegas, make sure you check out the schedule and the timing change. That is imperative. This Saturday, John Lindsay is also putting down the Los Angeles Grand Prix at Culver City. That'll be taking place with a bikini competition. That's 411 Overland Avenue out there in Culver City, where he has the majority of his contests, Veterans Memorial Auditorium. We're also going to see the prejudging will start promptly at 10 a.m., and the finals will be at 6:30. For more information, make sure you visit MuscleContest.com, or you can give John Lindsay, the promoter himself, a call, 310-796-9181. He's also putting on the following weekend the NPC USA Championship. So if you've got any questions about what's going on in Vegas or in Los Angeles, John Lindsay, California State Chairman, that's the guy you want to be reaching out to contact as well. I had mentioned earlier about the upcoming Mr. Olympia competition taking place the last Saturday in Las Vegas, the 48th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia. Even though we only had 47 winners, we've Bob Ciccarillo and myself have established that it is the 48th annual championship, but we only have 13 winners. The question will be, will we have a 14th or not? We have some updates. The BPI presents the Olympia coverage of the Olympia. We have the Olympia prize money has now hit an all-time high. Yes, it's increased all the way to $900,000, the highest ever that the prize money has been able to get up that high, and I'm assuming it's because of more sponsorship, more fans, and the whole thing. But the CEO of AMI, David Pecker, says that the athletes at the Olympia are the best in the world, and their rewards should reflect that. So it's good to see that sans Joe Weider, David Pecker trying to do something to get that money up there to that $1 million mark. I won't be happy until I see Mr. Olympia walk off with a $500,000 check. We've seen in the past the champion walk off with the $200,000 prize money. Be nice to walk off with a $250,000 or a cool $500,000 payday. Definitely. The prize money in the 212 showdown also has increased and is now up to $25,000 combined for the prize money. So that's going to be a competition to watch. I know we're all focusing on who's going to walk away with that title, but beyond the men's bodybuilding, there's other things taking place that Olympia weekend. So you don't want to miss it. Besides the Olympia championship for the men, we have the 212 showdown. A lot of guys arguably want that to be called the 212 Mr. Olympia championship. It's not. It's the 212 showdown. Hopefully one day it'll change. We also have Pro Fitness, which we've seen the queen of the fitness division, Adela Garcia, reign supreme for like 6 years. We also have figure. We have bikini. And we have the Ms. Olympia championships taking place. That's going to go and coincide with the full expo that goes the weekend of September 27th and 30th. Combined through the Las Vegas Hilton Hotel as well as the Orleans Hotel. So we're going to have to make some transportation arrangements. But there's a lot of people that are involved in that Olympia weekend, which is one of the reasons why the prize money doesn't go up as fast. A lot of people get flown in and they get put up and they get per diem and all that good stuff. So as the money goes back towards the athletes, it's hard to jump up exponentially as we have more components to that weekend. So stay tuned. The good thing is it has gone up, and I think every bodybuilder in their right mind worth their weight in gold would like to see that thing hit $1 million and we'll all jump through the hoops. I know one guy who may be dabbling once again with trying to throw his name into the fray. That's Kevin Lavrone. He says he may possibly come back. I'll keep you updated on that. We'll bring him on, the birthday boy. But let's move on. We're talking about the USA Championship, so let's bring on a guy that's going to step on that stage. He's already been there before. Let's bring him on. I believe Darren is from North Carolina, but he's going to correct me. Darren Glenn, welcome back to MD Radio. DG. I can't hear you, so sometimes there's problems with the audio, but
I'm here, John.
There you go, bro. Okay, I sometimes can't. It's like a delay. Well, are you calling from North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Okay, man. Well, you're no stranger to the show. We know that you're not a stranger to national championship competition, but you've had some tough roads there, man. Every once in a while, you miss that peak, and you got to wait to the next one, and another long year goes by. Real quick, for the people that don't know who you are, bring us up to date with who you are and how you got to this competition real quick.
Darren Glenn from Gastonia, North Carolina, 31, man. I've been competing at the national level. Got run up as a middleweight, run up as at the Nationals and the USAs. Last year got run up at the USAs and got third at the Nationals. So definitely this year, man, I'm coming back. We had one of the best off seasons I probably could ever have to getting ready for this competition.
Yeah, and you also been putting in work with Big Don Long, right?
Yeah, Big Don, man, that's definitely the coach of the year. I'm going to tell you one thing we made a decision was to try to keep my body at 225 this year. I think last year I was getting a 240 and 245, and it was just too much trying to dial it in. So by staying at 225 this year, and I only had one bad meal a week from 30 weeks out, and we cut all the cheap meals out at 14 weeks, and I think it made a big difference, man.
Well, yeah, and I've seen a couple of pictures you toss around as you you dial it in, and you're only a couple of short weeks away. What are you weighing now?
Right now I'm 202.
Okay, and you got to make the 198 and a quarter cutoff to make the light heavyweight division, which you're no stranger to. I mean, now, granted, you were close and you got no cigar. You didn't lose to any strangers out there. The guys that have beaten you have been very solid. Is this the time? Is it now that you may get that pro card?
This is the time, man. You know, I tell anybody, if you want to just do a show, you just go to a regional or state or something like that. But when you get ready for Nationals and USAs, you got to go to win. I mean, that's a lot at stake, man. It's a lot of money put on the line to get there. And me being a runner-up to Tamer last year, I felt like that night, if we could have hit nailed that condition for prejudging, we would have pulled it off. But,
right, so,
I
was going to say real quick, what do you think it was? I mean, Tamer, obviously, he won. He was hard. He was shredded. He didn't have the muscularity that you had. I mean, but you also didn't have that crispness. I think his condition might have won out over you having a little bit thicker skin. Is that something that you worked on this time around?
Yeah, definitely. We thinned that skin out. Like I said, by keeping that diet and maintaining healthy eating all season and then stepping the cardio up, I definitely thinned my skin out a lot. And like I said, I know you've seen a couple pictures, and definitely at 3-4 weeks out, it almost looked like I was better looking than on stage at the USA's last year because of that thick skin.
Yeah, well, are you concerned about anybody else coming up that you're you know, the place right behind you, or maybe a dark horse coming into the show?
Well, be honest with you, me being a run-up and me knowing that all I need to do is nail my condition. I mean, I know it's a lot of guys coming in, and I'm not really concerned about who shows up. I'm just going off the prior experiences that I have. And the judges always said, I have the physique, I have the lines, I have everything there. I just nail my condition. Mm-hmm. So my main focus is not worrying about other people that's coming into the show. It's just me and Don got to dial it in and nail it and peak on time. With
well,
me peak on time, I feel like...
Go ahead. If you peak on time, you feel like what?
If I peak on time, I feel like it's there. You know, like I said, I know it's a lot of great guys just coming in, but my biggest flaw has just been nailing that condition.
So I'm going to ask you something like I asked Steve Kuklo a year ago when he walked off with the title. If you get your pro card, which all you have to do here is win your class, it doesn't really matter in the overall pose down because there's so many of you guys now that they got to turn you pro. If you get your pro card, do you wind up on a pro stage this year? Because this show is like the last Saturday of July, and then boom, like two Saturdays later, you could potentially be on a pro stage out there in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Actually, Sean, my goal, we nail this thing and turn pro next week. I want to go August the 25th to Greensboro, which Quincy has the Muscle Heat. That's like an hour from my house.
Okay.
So I think that would be an excellent show. I mean, I'm like, one time you had said it before, too many guys, they turn pro and they wait a long time to step on stage. And I feel like if I can nail my condition and I know everything's there, why not just go ahead and throw my hat in there?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're a bodybuilder. That's what you're supposed to do. If you're in shape, why go get fat and wait the following year when you can potentially get injured or somebody can come along and knock you out of contention? You could potentially wind up in the 212-pound Olympia showdown this year if you go to Greensboro after winning the USAs and be in the Olympia this year. Would you do it?
I definitely would do it, Sean, because like I said, man, you know, I've been knocking at this door for a long time, man, and I'm hungry.
All right. Well,
like
the, only, the only advice I had to give you was, yeah, like thin the skin. So if that's what you're working on, again, you're going to be a tough cookie to get past, and that's a very tough division. Most guys coming out of that light heavyweight division, everybody across the board will tell you that's probably one of the hardest classes to win, which would give you some instant credibility on the pro scene. So we're going to keep our eye out for you, check you out at the athlete's weigh-in, probably get a close-up muscular development interview with you going into the show and try to follow your progress right through. So from everybody here at Team MD, man, we want to wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it a lot, man. Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, man. Representing North Carolina, Darren Glenn. Remember that name. We're going to look for him in the coming weeks here in Las Vegas at the USA Championships. And on the other side of the break, we're going to go over to New Jersey and bring on another guy who knows a thing or two about national competition, find out what his plans are and what his motivation is to try to get into the IFBB by way of the NPC USA Championships, July 27th, 28th out there in Las Vegas. Coming back with Rob Ulls right after this MD commercial break.
This is Marcus Haley, the Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful, and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Oh, oh my God! Business as usual, man. I saw you. I saw you.
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
it gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these are all right, and once again here at MD Radio, we've got to send out our condolences to Sylvester Stallone and his family. He lost his son, Sage, over the weekend. Untimely and unfortunate for Rambo and Rocky and family. So we want to send out our condolences to the Stallone family on the loss of his son. But with that, also, the business of bodybuilding does continue. We were talking earlier about the USA Championships taking place the last weekend of July. It's only a week, two weeks away, and another contender coming by way of the National Championships, where a year ago we saw this guy take second place in a very deep lineup, narrowly missing an IFBB Pro card on paper, technically. Should be the favorite going in here and walk away with an IFBB Pro card. But we're going to find out exactly what that takes, because the Nationals was a long time ago, and a lot can happen between the Nationals and the USA's, not to mention other guys gunning for that title as well. By way of New Jersey, let's bring them on, Rob Ewells. Rob, welcome to MD Radio.
Thanks a lot, Sean. How are you doing?
Am I correct in saying New Jersey? Is that where you're from?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
Okay. And so I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your last name right. Why don't you say it for us real quick?
It's Ewells.
Ewells. And that's spelled Y-O-U-E-L-L-S. I mean, I'm notorious for butchering names, and I didn't know if I was getting it right. But I got a good look at you last year at the National Championships. I want to ask you a question. I mean, you didn't walk out. You didn't win. But what could you have done to win? Did you recognize any mistakes, or were you content with what you brought to the stage?
Well, I think out of the two of us, me and Ann, and Young's got to beat me. I think, you know, his shape is a little different than mine. He was maybe a little shorter, a little more muscle on him than me, where I think I was a little harder. My conditioning might have been a little bit better. So it's just kind of which way they want to lean. That's kind of what I was told by some of the judges and some of the other people that saw it. And, you know, judging by the pictures I saw, I was pretty happy with my conditioning that day. And, you know, I was just so thrilled to be, you know, when they called the top two and they let me and him go, you could have knocked me over with a feather, man. I was so thrilled.
You weren't standing next to a slouch. That's An Nguyen. He's actually one of the few Vietnamese bodybuilders that actually has a measure of success. He actually just made his pro debut. Things didn't go his way, but he's learning. But you were right there giving him hell. You were hot on his heels. It's not your first shot at cracking the top three. I mean, you were third at the Eastern USA's a couple years back, right? And you've obviously been around for a little bit. Let's get some stats. What's your height and weight?
5'10", and you know, I got to be under 225 and a quarter at the show, but I'm probably 233 right now.
And so that's, what is that, 8 pounds you got to drop in 2 weeks' time? I mean, that doesn't sound ridiculous or anything.
No, it's pretty doable. You know, water and so forth. But,
Are you aware of some of the guys you beat at the national scene that might wind up showing up here at the USA that you got to contend with now that On's out of the way?
I believe Brad Rowe's going to be there. Who else? I don't think Akeem Williams was at that show. I competed against him at a North American show not that long before that. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of who else. yeah, I'm not really sure who else is going in, but... you know, I know a lot of people say this, but I really am. I'm trying to kind of be able to step on stage and beat myself from November. So if I can do that, I mean, if I can't control who's going to be there or what kind of shape they're coming in, the only person I can control is me.
Right.
So, you know, if I can come in maybe a hairline sharper or more and a little fuller, you know, I think, you know, at least I'll be happy with wherever I land at that point.
Tell me how you dealt with it, because, you know, first runner-up, second place is really the first loser on stage. I know. I had to live with that a couple of times walking off that Olympia stage. And it was a bitter pill for me to swallow. I was never happy losing because, you know, there's only one happy person in there. So What did you do going back to the drawing board? I mean, there had to be a certain amount of satisfaction because you leapfrogged all the way up there in the first runner-up. But going back to the drawing board, I mean, you got a lot of eyeballs on you this time going in. There's a lot of expectation, and should that not happen, like Keith Williams, man, the guy was bridesmaids for year after year after year at all these national shows, finally got over the hump at the Masters Team U. But for yourself, where did your fire and fuel come from? What motivated you beyond just losing to make the improvements you're going to need coming into this competition?
Well, I think the pressure, basically. I've always felt like pressure motivates me to work harder anyway. And there's definitely a lot more pressure on me now than there ever has before. I've done a lot of shows where people couldn't, I didn't even know who the hell I was. So coming into this where there's more attention, there's more pressure, there's more people kind of looking at me like, there's sort of a target on my back. I know I got to get those meals in. I got to get that cardio in. I got to come in, come out swinging. I got to come out on that stage swinging for the fences. And I can't leave anything undone. As long as I go out there and I know I didn't miss 5 minutes of cardio, I didn't miss any meals, nothing went in my stomach that wasn't a planned calorie. There's nothing else I could do. Practicing my posing, make sure everything's on point. What else can I do?
How much of a sacrifice does that entail? I know for me, when I got ready for competition and competing, I didn't have girlfriends. I didn't go out to eat. The most eccentric thing that I did, I would go to movies because that would eat up like an hour and a half or 2 hours of, non bodybuilding time, and it would just be like I eat before I go to the movie, and it's time to eat when the movie's over. Didn't have time for relationships. Didn't have time for anything. How do you balance that your day?
It's a little tougher also having to juggle other jobs and stuff like that too. But
I
gotta be able to. I gotta pay for all this stuff on top of it. So I just find time to get it in and do what I need to do. And I do like to go to the movies too for the same reason. It just passes some time. I'm not sitting somewhere watching people eat things I can't eat or drink things I can't drink. It's dark. There's people eating candy around me, but it's dark. I don't have to watch it. But
are you married? You have kids? You live with your family at home? Or you have a roommate?
No.
Situation?
Nope. Live alone. I have a cat. That's about it.
So you just have yourself to concentrate on and focus on just you to get to this. How satisfactory would it be then, should you win, for the listening audience? So you walk this journey alone. Do you have a trainer?
I do. I got a lot of, there's a lot of people in my corner that, that have helped me out, especially over the last couple of years. Lately Factory's been really pushing me to pull that extra 5 cents out of me, if you know what I mean. He's a great coach. He's a great motivator. He's a very positive guy. And he really believes in himself and the guys he works with. So he's been pushing me. And, that's a huge help. Having someone in your corner that really believes in you and can help you, those moments where you doubt yourself or those moments where you feel like are you behind? Are you ahead? And you have someone else's eye on you. It's a lot easier sometimes to have them look at you and go, no, you're dead on point. At this point, you shouldn't be any harder because if you were, you're ahead of schedule, that kind of thing or whatever. So. It can be a little daunting because, the diet gets to you, the cardio gets to you, you're tired all the time. And, having people in your corner. So, I'm not in like a serious relationship or anything like that. I'm not living with anybody or anything like that. So I don't have anyone around me to kind of push me when I'm by myself. But
right, right.
There's a lot of people in my corner and they're a phone call away.
Yep, and that's important. And I know, I think on MD we had some video footage of you on the No Bull section of the forum. So you guys check out Big Rob as he heads into Las Vegas, only a couple of short weeks away. And so the final touches, Rob, real quick, when you get to Las Vegas and you make weight, what do you do then? Because that's Thursday. Do you just go out and eat or drink, or what's the first move after you step off that scale?
Well, I guess it depends on what I look like. And it depends on how easily I made weight too. Last year I had a hard time making weight. I dropped my water to make weight and, just trying to hold it. I ended up not feeling too well backstage. And, because I was, I got real dehydrated trying to, between making weight and still getting on stage. So, like you said, it's a little less than 2 weeks away. So I'm going to have enough time. Hopefully it's only another 8 pounds. it shouldn't be as difficult trying to get on that scale and make that weight.
Well, all right, man. Well, hey, when you, you make that journey across the country, man, travel safe. We'll have Team MD in the house. We're going to try to get all the coverage, gavel to gavel, from play by play to interviews and the whole nine yards and pictures right here at TeamMDMuscleDevelopment.com. Follow along with the team, the USA Championship coverage. We're going to look for you in the heavyweight division, Big Rob. All the best from Team MD.
Thanks a lot, Sean. I can't think of anything else I've wanted this bad in, I can't remember how long, so I'm going to come out there swinging, like I said.
All right. You won't be hard to miss, man, so we'll catch you on the other side in 2 short weeks out there in hot Vegas. Be ready for it. All right, that's Big Rob calling in from New Jersey. We're going to take our final commercial break. We're going to try to wake the Big Nasty up. Rumor has it the guy is actually sleeping. And I got to get somebody to go knock on the door. So we're going to try to get back with the greatest Mr. Olympia champion ever, questionably or arguably, right after this commercial break.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Phosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Business as usual, man!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf
were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Aww.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we sent our crew over to Ronnie Coleman's house to see if we can't shake up the sleeping giant and get him awake. Told the operator if he calls in, just let him jump into the conversation, but that's going to be a tall order to wake this man up. I'm out here in California, so my bullhorn doesn't reach that far, but he's aware of the show, and if we don't get him this week, we'll get him next week. But make sure you check out the August edition of Muscular Development Magazine, where we check into the progress of one Victor Martinez, the Dominican destroyer, dominator, all of these things. He did 7 months behind bars on immigration issue, came out and has now thrown his hat into the Olympia fray, qualified by way of winning the Arnold Classic Europe show only a couple of weeks after the Mr. Olympia Championships last year. So he's decided to go ahead and jump into the Olympia. We've got the story, the trials of Victor Martinez. Check out the exclusive interview with Ron Harris there in Muscular Development as well. What's next for Dexter the Blade Jackson? Our 2008 Mr. Olympia, our 2011 Masters Pro World Champion, getting ready to go back to the Olympia once again as well. He's already gone on record as trying to go and get the Masters Olympia title. He would be the only man to hold two Sandow trophies in two different Olympia contests. The return of the Masters Mr. Olympia December 7th and 8th, put on by Yarka Laurie out in Miami Beach, is going to be something to behold because, of course, Dexter, the reigning and defending Masters Pro World Champion, now wants to get another Sandow and the $100,000 booty to go along with it. That'll be at the end of or the beginning of December following his next run at the Olympia Championships coming up. We've got the exclusive on what's next for Dexter the Blade in Muscular Development as well. Rolly Winkler rolling the dice. I believe Rolly has already gone on record as saying that Tampa, Florida is where he's going to pitch his tent in the month of August at Tim Gardner's competition, I believe it is. Which version of the Dutch Beast will we see? Well, check out the August issue and catch up with big Rolly Winkler on that as well. Check out the major distraction, Vanessa Campbell, va-va-voom. She's our girl as the major distraction. That's all in Muscular Development Magazine. You can check that out. That's the August issue. And, of course, like I said, we have a very busy calendar on the IFBB schedule coming up for the balance of the year as we move from, I believe we're going into our next pro event, which will take place at the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Championships. I'm sorry, before that, yeah, it's the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Championships, August the 10th. That's the next pro championship that will take place. That's Tim Gardner in Tampa, Florida. And from there, we'll move in a week later to Dallas, Texas on August the 17th and 18th. Ed and Betty Parizo will be putting on their 18th annual Europa Super Show right there in the heart of Dallas, Texas. And then on September 1st, Stryker Solomon will be returning to Mesa, Arizona for the Phoenix Pro Championships. Check that out. Labor Day weekend, the same weekend as the IFBB North America Championships taking place in Pittsburgh, PA by Gary Udit. And then from there, we're going to go all the way to Lahti, Finland, where KP Oroma will be putting on the Nordic Pro Championships. I'll be rocking the mic as the master of ceremonies and returning home the following day on my birthday. That's a long flight, but I'm up for it. And then I'll come back and we'll have the Joe Weider Mr. Olympia September 28th and 29th in Las Vegas. From there, the guys will get on an airplane and jet set right across to Mumbai, India, where Shiru will be putting on the Shiru Classic, the second annual Shiru Classic, where a year ago we saw reigning Mr. Olympia Phil Heath win the Olympia, beat Jay Cutler, go back to Mumbai, India, and beat Jay Cutler again for that title. He may have the same plans in store this year, we'll wait to see that. And the second annual Arnold Europe will be taking place on October 12th and 13th, where we saw Victor Martinez walk off with the $40,000 prize money at that show. From there, we'll head over to England, Manchester, to be exact, on October 20th and 21st, where Neil Hill and Simon Fan and company will be putting on the IFBB British Grand Prix. I'll be rocking the mic there, doing the Master of Ceremonies duties. From there, we'll go into Prague, the Czech Republic, where they'll be putting on the first annual Evils Prague Pro Championships, big competition out there in Europe right before it starts to get cold, and we'll head back to South Florida on December the 7th and 8th to round out the IFBB calendar at the IFBB Pro Masters Mr. Olympia Championships, where once again, Kevin Livroni, I said, has been tinkering with the idea of getting back on stage. And of course, there's only a couple of short 212 contests taking place. One will be at the Europa Show, 212-pound competition. Again, there'll be, what Darren alluded to, August the 25th in Greensboro. Quincy Roberts will be putting on the complete nutrition heat, muscle heat competition on August 25th. In Sarasota, Florida, we'll have a 212 competition held out there at the Valente Gold on September the 8th. And then there'll also be the showdown at the Mr. Olympia. There will be a 212 competition in Mumbai and Manchester, England, and Prague. So there's a lot of opportunities for the littler guys to get up there and earn a little bit of cash for their efforts. It's good to see these guys having an opportunity to make a living at professional bodybuilding without getting muscled out by all the mass monsters, one of which none of them have to worry about, Ronnie Coleman, because he's sleeping. But we do know he's alive and well. I spoke to him earlier, squelching all the rumors about his health, his kidneys, his demise. Ronnie Coleman is alive and well, and we'll try to rouse him up next week as we come back with the results of the Masters Championships out there in Pittsburgh and the team and collegiates and all that good stuff. And again, make sure you tune in for some paparazzi coverage of the L.A. Championships taking place this Saturday at the Culver City Veteran Memorial Auditorium. I'll be there to take some paparazzi shots. So I want to thank all of our guests, of course, Gary Udit, Rob Ewells, Darren Glenn, for their contributions here at Muscular Development. And again, another big happy birthday to the Maryland Muscle Machine, Kevin Livroni. The guy's getting up there in age, but he certainly does not look like it. Must be taking those pellets that he's out there hustling for Livroni formulas. We've come to a close here at episode 165. We'll tune in next week with results and previews of the competitions I've just stated. And, of course, we'll be heading into the NPC USA Championships right there in Las Vegas at John Lindsay's competition, Artemis Hall. Muscular Development, I'm Sean Ray. Peace. And I'm out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.